Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Great to see you again, and welcome back to Through the Wealth Lens. Ryan Ruff here. Of course, as always, I'll be alongside our stars of our show. That's Max Grasher and Hannes Grasher, fellow advisors over at the UBS New York International Group. And we're going to be jumping into a really interesting topic today that is going to be of great intrigue to anyone who is in close proximity or works with, you know, an affluent individual, family member, business owner even. Today, as many of you can imagine, most individuals and families in that ultra high net worth space have a significant real estate holding in, you know, which is making up a very big portion of their overall investment portfolio. It could be one real estate holding, could be multiple or many. So there's a lot of big questions that pop up to these folks in these moments. That is, what are some of the best practices that they should be considering with regard to their real estate transactions down the line? What is the difference between leveraging the help of a real estate agent or a real estate advisor? We're going to get into that in a moment. But also, what are some of the biggest mistakes that can happen when purchasing a real estate holding? And how can those mistakes ultimately be avoided? These are some really big questions that we're going to be covering today. And aside from just having Hannes and Max on, which is always great to get their expertise, but we're going to be diving in and joined really on the show today by two guest experts with many, many years worth of experience in the real estate world. We are super happy to have Daniela Sassoon joining us today, as well as Mark Mistovich. They are senior global real estate advisors at the Sotheby's International Realty. Really happy to have them onto the show today. Before we welcome them on, let's go ahead and say hi to the guys. Hannes, Max, great to see you today. How are we doing?
Great to be back, Ryan, and welcome to the show, Danielle and Mark. It's such an important topic since a lot of international clients' first investment in the U.S. is real estate, whether it's a pied-à-terre in New York, a ski house in Aspen, or a beach house in Miami. The potential to make mistakes are vast. So having access to experts like Danielle and Mark is really crucial in avoiding these mistakes. So welcome to the show, Danielle and Mark.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you for having us on.
Well, guys, let's go ahead and jump right into it today. Let's start with a question that I know our audience is probably begging to have an answer for after I just mentioned it a moment ago. And that is, what really is the difference between a real estate agent and a real estate advisor?
You know, after all these years of like the word agent, it's like, I really don't like the word agent. Agent, like, represent somebody working on their own behalf. I think, you know, at Sotheby's, we are called advisors for a reason. I feel strongly that our job is not to broker a transaction from point A, from point B, it's to advise the client as a whole. And, you know, work with like people like Hannes and Max and lawyers and, you know, succession advisors and accountants and tax advisors to make like the proper and the smart purchase on this. I think the word agent really does not translate into what we do. I think, you know, how is ownership held? All those little things that need to come into play that a regular agent doesn't think about or like is not relevant to them, because for them, they're transactional as opposed to long-term wealth preservation. Right? It's just like we see our advisors as long-term wealth preservation or like, you know, we need to take care of you long-term, not one transaction.
Yeah. And this really lines up with the same approach we take when working with our clients, Ryan. So as part of a virtual family office, we find that our clients benefit the most when we work with our team of trusted advisors, which Daniela and Mark are part of. So all parts of a client's life and financials are coordinated with one another. In the ideal situation, the client's real estate advisor, CPA, wealth manager, attorney, and other key professionals will be on the same page throughout the process to attain the best results.
And guys, this is a theme that I know we've talked about time again on this show, and that is having the right team of advisors around, you know, yourselves, the client, when you're going through these major moments in your life that are going to naturally impact your financial world. So I think this segues beautifully into my next question, which Mark, I'll direct your way for this one. What should an affluent person, family member, an individual, a business owner, what should one of those folks do to make sure that they really are working with the right broker, the right advisor on this?
Well, Ryan, I think something that many people don't do thoroughly enough is actually properly interview the broker to make sure that he or she is the right fit for them. Some common questions that you can ask that just help you zero in on that person is, do they understand what you need? Do they have an understanding of the market as a whole, absorption rates, geopolitical factors? Do you think they have a plan to get you in and out? Like, what's 5 to 7 years look like if you get transferred, if your life changes? Sometimes in a place like New York, the purchase costs are higher, lengthening the period of a positive ROI. Other things, can they be creative and parlay the capital gain in one area with a flat return in another? How well will they work with other people, as Hans was saying, a whole group of trusted advisors working together? Are they discreet, or is their end goal just to promote themselves? Those are some things that you can just think about.
Yeah, and also to expand on those questions, right? It's just like, what company you've worked with is very important, right? It's like, what kind of access you have? You know, how is the company positioned on the market? It's just like, you know, are you hiring somebody who mostly do, you know, properties that kind of don't fit your profile, don't fit your growth profile or something? You know, what is the experience of the agent? What's their rank in the company? What's their rank worldwide, right? Do they have access to not on the market property? Mark and I have sold over $1 billion, right? We rank top 10 in our company regularly. You know, what is the length of relationships you have with clients? Some clients, we have clients that I think we've been working with like 15, 16, 17 years, and we are like 20, 30 transactions with them. You know, and we get a call, their kid is buying a house in California. We'll get a call and it's like, can you guys fly out and take a look for us? And we will do that. It's just because we will tell them no. You know, and I think the most important question that comes is like to an agent is like, are you fiduciary? And a lot of perception that has happened lately is that agents are in, especially because of the shows or things like that, they're in for themselves to make a very, and it's like being fiduciary is thinking with the other advisors for every single piece of the puzzle. Is their money in euros now? Is the currency convenient to them to purchase in the US? What is the situation, you know, the rate of return they're getting right now? Maybe it's not the right time for them to buy an investment property because you are generating a rate of return much higher than we could possibly ever do. So I think that that is, you know, very important to know about the agent you're working with. And a lot of people end up with an agent which is a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. And I think is sometimes great, but sometimes the person is not, especially in the ultra high net worth individual situation, is not working to their best advantage. You know, will your broker tell you no? It's just like, is it the time to buy? No, perhaps it's not. What is the plan of ownership you're going to own? Like, you're going to do it with your client, right? It's just like, are you going to own under a corporation? Are you going to own under a trust? You know, it's working with their tax advisors and their succession advisors. How are we going to do that? And, you know, all those things need to come into play because we need to all like play together to get the best outcome for that client, right? And it's thinking long-term, it's thinking, I'm going to get you out of here in 6-7 years or, you know, longer term than that. Or maybe you should buy this because it needs work and there'll be a better return on this property. So it's all working with those things and thinking long term, thinking wealth preservation.
Yeah. And look, great questions that really unlock the advisor's true intentions and if he or she is the right fit. That's important. In the past, we've discussed some of the biggest mistakes different groups make in general and how to avoid them. For example, professional athletes and entertainers trusting the wrong people. You've both just outlined some ways, you know, the affluent can prevent major mistakes. What are some other major mistakes that they should look to avoid?
The best way to advise to avoid mistakes is to get a whole picture, right? This is the whole scenario and this is why you want to buy a house. And I think the way we end up working is telling the client, look, you're not using this property enough. The upside of this is, I think, maximized at this point. And, you know, one of your clients currently, Mark, just worked with the client, is saying, and with her financial advisor and with her lawyers, figuring out that this was the current time, the best time, and is the best outcome we could achieve for them in the long term. And it's like, you know, with the forecast of like, if taxation changes, if those things changes. So your normal agent is not thinking about all those things. They're thinking about, I'm going to sell this apartment. Great. But how does that piece of that sale fits in? It might be that, you know, Max and Hannah turn to us and say, there is a great investment, we can move them on if, you know, they can make up some of the difference on that they thought they were going to get on that sale. So it's working all the little pieces together. I think, you know, understanding you really need to be in New York because your kid is going to school, buying in a frothy market, you know, underusing your real estate, under insurance. I think one thing Hannes and I were talking about is just like, it's a problem people have been having. They underinsure their properties. So what happens if there's a hurricane or there's a fire or, you know, something happens to your art? It's having a plan altogether, working with the banker, working with the lawyer, working with the advisor. That's the best way to avoid any major mistakes.
No, this is great information. Thank you, Daniela. And I want to double click into the point that you made really about protecting that asset that is your real estate, you know, holding. Mark, I'll throw this next question over to you. What are some of the most efficient strategies that you and your team see that you're utilizing with your clients when we're looking at protecting yourself from a liability standpoint?
It all depends on, you know, their situation. Like, depend if they're a foreign buyer, is it a BVI, you know, with the Delaware LLC, all of those things, and then do they have enough insurance? Is it an umbrella policy? What are everything they need? We have to take a comprehensive view of their risk and their exposure and the inheritance consequences and the succession plans. It's a really multifaceted approach based on their situation.
Yeah, and this is something we often discover that clients do not. So where the biggest gaps are in their wealth plans, Ryan. This is where the importance of stress testing comes in. So stress testing is a very systematic process that helps to make sure that our clients' wealth management plans perform the way they're supposed to perform. And it also looks at if there are any potential opportunities that have come up with the changes in the environment that could benefit them. That's essentially what we do on a high level. When a client is thinking about making a major decision in life, in coordination with advisors like Mark and Daniela, the stress testing process can help them determine the results of such a decision, both financially and emotional. And the factors to be considered, especially when thinking about their kids, grandkids, and future generations.
Yeah, and to build off of what Hannes just said, we really have to understand what the client owns, what their life goals are, review anything with our team of experts that may factor into the plan. So the term garbage in, garbage out doesn't really just apply to the statistics. It applies to our processes as well. The more granular that we can get with their information and their life goals, the more specific we can be with our team of experts. So you really have to be confident that the team of experts that you're using can really touch every aspect of the client's life. Obviously, real estate is a major component of this. So for many super affluent families, travel and time with family may be two of the biggest goals that they have. This can mean the purchase of real estate assets across the globe to fulfill those goals, but also means the proper due diligence needs to be taken really before a decision is made on anything.
Fantastic, Max and Hannes, appreciate that insight. And there you have it, folks. I mean, for many of us out there, real estate is going to be one of those major portions of our financial portfolio, and it's going to impact a lot of our personal goals in life. And it's always important to make sure that you're having the right team of advisors and professionals to guide you along when you're making some of these major decisions, especially surrounding real estate. You know, Daniela and Mark, for anybody out there in our audience that really learned a thing or two and would maybe benefit from a conversation with you and your team to just pick your brains or open up a dialogue as a whole, what would be the best way somebody could get in touch with you guys to just start that conversation?
I think they can email Mark or myself or call us. It should be daniela.sassoon@sotheby's.realty. And then
Mark, yeah, mistovich@sotheby's.realty.
But Hannes and Max can find us very easily, so...
Fantastic. Well, Hannes and Max, you know, we have a lot of these conversations on the show. And of course, real estate holdings are very much at the intersection of someone's financial world. So what would be the best way somebody can get in touch with your team to just have a conversation?
Yeah, so sure. They can always reach us on through our website or call us at 212-713-8952 or send us an email at hannes.grosher@ubs.com.
Fantastic. Well, Hannes and Max, of course, Mark and Daniela, we appreciate your time. I know you have clients to serve, so we'll let you get back to doing that. But have a great day, and I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you.
Alrighty. With that being said, folks, we're going to go ahead and take one final moment and thank you for stopping by and spending some time with us on the show here today. If you enjoyed today's conversation, you learned a thing or two. I know I did. Make sure and hit that subscribe button on whichever platform you checked us out on today so that you don't miss out on any future conversation of the show where we sit down and dive into the various topics of your financial world or bring on guest experts like we had today with Mark and Daniela joining us from Sotheby's International. Really happy to have everybody joining us today. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and say so long. We appreciate you stopping by and being with us here on Through the Wealth Lens. This communication is intended to be used for educational purposes only and does not constitute a solicitation to purchase any security, insurance, or advisory service. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. An investment in any security involves significant risks, and any investment may lose value. Refer to all risk disclosures related to each security product carefully before investing. This commentary is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. The views and opinions expressed may not be officially those of UBS Financial Services Incorporated, and the firm does not verify nor guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information presented. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that clients understand the ways in which we conduct business, that they carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to them about the products and services we offer. For more information, please review the PDF document at ubs.com/relationship summary.